The Burmese government's killing Christians. Famine threatens 5 million in Malawi. And hope stirs in Angola as an evangelist shares his message. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Burma, where the UN and other rights groups have accused the military junta of atrocities, including forced labor and extrajudicial killings. Many of those killings have been tribal Christians, says Strategic World Impact's Kevin Turner.
This is being conducted by the government using its military all up and down along the border and, of course, with Thailand and, of course, throughout the entire country, where there's not just persecution per se, they're actually killing, slaughtering whole villages.
Burma heads the United States' 2005 list of countries of particular concern. Turner says Burma's abuses have actually had an impact on their work.
We've been smuggling in Bibles across the border. We've been bringing in food and supplies, and we helped build a church and a school. Within 1 month, the Burmese military had come in and not only burned our church and school to the ground, but they also destroyed the entire village.
Next, famine rages on in Malawi. Several friends of Teen Missions International have fallen victim to the ravages of hunger. People are looking for anything to eat. Some people have been harvesting grass to eat on the TMI compound. Two of the orphan rescue units have stored up food, but two of the new units don't have enough to feed the children they're reaching. Pray for the team that they'll be able to address not only the physical, but also the spiritual needs of the communities during this time. You're listening to Mission Network News. International Aid reports their teams continue to ship 20 supply missions a day to the hardest hit areas of Hurricane Katrina. In Hancock County, Missouri, most of the homes were destroyed, requiring even more aid. With the onset of cold weather, it's important to continue to provide food, medicine, and shelter for the thousands of displaced families. Their church-to-church initiative is going well, with more than 100 churches and church groups connected. Pray that the hope of Christ continues to spread. Meanwhile, Angola's ongoing war has left scenes of destruction throughout the country. Yet hope is cautiously growing there after decades of civil war. It's what makes the message of the gospel so critical to the timing of a series of evangelistic meetings. Chris Dillashaw is with Sammy Tippett Ministries. He says the meetings in Angola are going pretty well.
People's lives have been so ravaged by civil war. The reports that we're getting back right now was a refreshing time for the gospel to be proclaimed and for people to have a chance to have their lives restored. The theme of the meetings there in Wambu have been restoration for the country of Angola and for the city of Wambu. And the testimonies that we're hearing are that lives were being restored and the church is being revived. So we're hoping that that will create a lasting impression on the hearts and lives of people there in Wambu.
Dillashaw says the church leadership is laying a plan for 6 or 7 years' growth.
Where I think we're headed is for us to be able to visit some of these key war-torn areas and see God do some of the similar things that he's doing in Wambu and Luanda, as we train leaders, as we help revive the church, as we spread the gospel through mass evangelism.
And manuscript Bible study is something InterVarsity Christian Fellowship has used for years. That inductive Bible study is a treasured memory for InterVarsity alumni and something that's become a popular activity at alumni events, says InterVarsity's Doug Nicholson.
It's almost welcoming them back into something they loved in the past, but haven't had much experience with since leaving the campus. When there's an alumni reunion or retreat, the manuscript Bible study component will be central to that, and they just come away from it saying, oh, I just have missed this.
Nicholson says this type of study is also helpful for those searching for truth.
On campus, we have groups investigating God. When you can take them into the text of God's Word, then the process of God revealing himself through his living word does become very evangelistic.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The 2006 Mission Network News calendar is ready for you to begin planning for next year. This free calendar features photos of the staff, places we've been, and how you can be involved. The only way to get it is to call our resource line, 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. I'm Greg Yoder.